Good morning. Please have a seat. If you'll bow your heads and be with me as I pray. Heavenly Father, I've prayed hoping that throughout our season of Lent and our series on suffering, it's developed a deeper longing in our hearts for unity with Christ. And for a special understanding that's in suffering with Him and in sharing His life, His death, and His resurrection, we can also experience the joy of His truth, the triumph of His victory over the thing that has plagued man since the fall and the existence of sin. That thing is death. Our spiritual sacrifices are like an empty... There's no need for metaphors this morning, Lord. They're just dead if we don't have a love that is a result of being in deep unity and alive with You. Because our lives are hidden in Yours, Jesus, we have at our opportunities to be surprised by an abundance of joy when our suffering and sacrifices bring us to focus on greater things, heavenly things, our truest joy. Father, I prayed for us to find a much deeper meaning and more powerful purpose in our spiritual sacrifices over the past 5 or 6 weeks leading up to this very Easter Sunday. But it didn't deeply resonate until the words rang out through Pastor Brandon a few weeks back about suffering my greatest fear. If you remember, Lord, a phone call from the Department of the Army some years back when my son Dylan was in Afghanistan. Oh, the joy I felt, Lord, when the officer got to the part where he said, "Your child is alive. He's in the hospital in Germany, transported stateside to Fort Lewis, Washington." But then some of us have experienced our greatest fear, what would seem to suffer our greatest loss. We've lost our children to that sting of death. Father, such a painful suffering it is for me. But You know. You understand far greater than I. Having lived through and suffering my greatest fear, You experienced it. Not only in spirit, but in true human conditions through the life and death of Your Son, Jesus. Our truest joy, God, I don't know. This prayer may be more of lament than pastoral, but I'm happy to share it with the people that I love. People who have loved me through this past year. People I know who have truly loved one another through greatest fears and suffering. We don't do it perfectly, but it's evidence of that truest joy. We're so evidence-driven. but we so miss, or in some cases dismiss, the easiest showing of it. It's the love that we have for one another. Our truest joy, God, what it must have been like to experience in real time the loss of Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, the very source of the love that we have for one another, the love that comforts us in these times, that gives us peace that the world cannot comprehend, let alone give. That loss must have been a greatest fear. Oh, death, where is thy sting? You took it, Jesus. You took it. I can only imagine being in the shoes of those when that what was unreal became real. Stone rolled away, the tomb empty, and the discovery of Jesus alive. Joy, joy. Their truest joy, our truest joy. By faith, my truest joy is in you, Jesus. Abba. Even though he was restored, I suppose Job felt the loss of his children for the rest of his earthly days, as I will. Persevered by the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, in the comfort and counsel of the Holy Spirit, so will I. Thank you, Jesus, for your joyful presence this Easter morning. Thank you, Jesus, that you're alive. And for the example of Job, thank you for the substance of the love that you put into the hearts of these people in this church and throughout your whole true church, which is also evidence of the things hoped for. Thank you that you have manifested the truest joy into our soul by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the victory and power you have over death and sharing that inheritance of that miracle of new life with us. The abundance of life here and the eternalness of life with you in heaven. Our truest joy, Father, when I think about what Jesus has done for all of us, my heart just breaks open and a unique kind of humility awakens when I truly find myself adoring you, thanking you, loving you, because despite my problems, our problems, God, you love us first, and we're not lost. We're actually truly forgiven, redeemed as your children, and so much more. As we seek you and follow your plan for our lives, thanks be to you, God, for your indescribable gift. To you be all glory and honor on this resurrection day and forever. In Jesus' name, our truest joy. Amen.